Vibe tribes.
Do you know what? I've decided it's not.
That last time.
No, but you know what? I've heard
controversial opinions.
I came up with an intro and I completely forgot what it should be. So you can roll with it for now.
Why would you say that?
Because we could do a decent one. It was something to do with tribes. Anyway, there you go. Obviously, it was something to do with tribes. But there we go.
Look, anyway, for those of you watching today, look. We official now. Look at the screen.
Come on.
Jeez.
Look at the artwork.
Shout out Kishan. Don't know where you live in the world, but Leicester. Come on, he's my guy.
He's in Leicester.
Leicester. Kishan from Leicester. Reveal yourself. No. Appreciated. Look, guys, we're official. Welcome back to the Vibes and Tribes podcast for another episode with me, your host, Baze.
And Dazinho.
Do you know what? I've got like Tourette's. I feel like whenever you say that, I've got to go, Dazinho. Yeah.
That's why I get confused. Sometimes I'm like, Dazinho.
Dazinho. Welcome to another episode of Vibes and Tribes. Today, we're going to be talking about Bali.
Yes, sir.
But before we get into it, let us introduce the guest. So, Jake, if you want to, you know, let the crowd know a little bit about yourself.
We've been friends, I don't know, six or seven years now, I guess. Yeah. And been on many different trips, even Tulum, Bali being...
No, did you guys go to Tulum?
Yeah.
Before Yuji. Yeah, just vibing.
Cool. Do you want to plug any socials or no? You're like secret.
Confidential like
Ooh,
that.
Oh, man's confidential. No social.
People don't know I'm on this podcast and I don't want them to know I'm on this podcast.
If you know, you know. It's one of them ones.
One of them ones. The Flame J. Who said that? Oh, hey. No, but even though Jake don't want to plug his socials, guys, thank you for all the people that have tuned in to the first few episodes. You know what to do if you haven't done so already. Follow us at Vibes and Tribes. Watch the YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, hit like, do all them things. And we're on Spotify now, guys, and we're on Apple Podcasts, guys. So get liking, get following, and get listening whilst you're on the go. If you don't want to see our mugs on video. Okay. But yeah, we'll get into it. So, Bali, before we get in... Let's get into it. No, Jake, every guest gets asked the same thing. You're about to prepare for a holiday. What's the first thing you got to take with you?
For me personally, it's contact lenses because I can't see without them. So, like, I can buy everything else, but not contact lenses.
Do you know what? I don't even look for my Ponca lens. Yeah? I don't look for my contact lenses. I'm always on low. So I have to make an emergency call to my opticians and like...
Do you know what's peak? Because you know you're going to need them, but you never want to buy the 120 pack. I always buy a month at a time. You can just buy 6 months. You can save fees, but I don't want to spend that on contact lenses. I'm like, it should be free for me to see. What, yeah.
It's true.
But yeah, contact lenses and then closely followed second by a portable charger of some sort.
So you're going for the eyewear and then you're going for the electronic.
If I've got those two things, I can do, my life is free. I can do whatever I want. I'm going to work. Without that, you're fucked.
All right. We like it. So we'll start with, you know, before you get to Bali, booking your flights. So me and Jake obviously went together. Dazza, do you want to let us know who you traveled with?
No. But what I will say is, I did Bali before you guys, by the way, 2013.
Before
it was a thing. It was, you know, I made it. I didn't make it cool. I went in 2013.
You're about 12 years old, mate.
I was young anyway.
Yeah, you were.
2013. I went with somebody. I went with a crew. I've got a mad story. I can actually tell this story. I went with my ex, who it was meant to be a couple's holiday, and then her friends got wind that we were going to Bali.
Don't tell me.
So one of them was traveling at that time and was like, oh, you're going for New Year's, like, let's meet up. Da, 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 da. So all of a sudden it became my ex plus one. Wow. And then her workmate caught wind that her and this other girl were going to be meeting up in New Year's. And she was like, oh, can I come along? So, bro.
Plus four.
I did 2.5 weeks in Bali with three other girls.
That's long. So
that third, fourth, fifth wheel.
Yeah, so for those of you tuning in today, it's going to be be a couple's holiday plus two wheels and then, two boys who are just there, traveling, vibing.
At least I'll get to hear how it could have been like.
So we'll start with, you know, booking the holiday and, you know, rough costs, who you want to fly with. We booked our flights with Singapore Airlines, didn't we, Jake?
Yeah, it wasn't the cheapest, but like I'd heard good stuff about it, and it was, I think it was more about connecting time. Like, I think it was like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Some of them are moving mad, where it's like 4 hours connecting time, and those are the ones that are cheaper. Mm. So you just want to get there, really, because it's quite a long travel.
Where did you connect?
Singapore.
Singapore Airlines, and we connected in Singapore. You can do like Dubai and things like that.
Yeah.
But just to add to what Jake is saying, I think when you're booking flights, I would always go through one airline. And the reason is because it's like almost guaranteed you won't lose your luggage because they are putting it from one plane into the other.
Oh, I whereas, forgot about that. You know, it's kind of prang, isn't it? But, yeah. I feel like you were shook about that at the time.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
You're so
you get
shook.
To the other thing, 5 days later, your bag's still not here.
But also, it's not just. It's when you book with multiple airlines, they say to save money, you have to offboard the plane. You've got to get your stuff.
Yeah.
And then you've got to go and check in again. And God knows how long that's going to take, especially if you've got like a two hour turnaround. It's not guaranteed that you're going to make that connecting flight. Yeah. So it just takes away all of the hassle.
I think you picked up on the point there. If we're talking about Bali, you're probably 9 times out of 10, you're going to do a stopover. Mm. So something to bear in mind.
Yeah.
No, there's no direct flight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Something to bear in mind.
So not 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10.
Do you know what? I thought it was 10 times out of 10. I was like, when I was saying it, I was like, I'm not sure, Darren. I'm not sure. So
yeah. So yeah, first hack of the episode. If you're booking, you might as well go directly through one airline, especially if you can afford it. Like, if you want to save on the pennies, then we can understand. But there is a chance that you might lose your baggage. I mean, it might be a slim chance, but it's just one chance. Or you might miss your flight. And that's just one thing I don't want to take. I don't want to take that chance. And with us, I think our flights at the time were about 650. That's what I remember paying.
I feel like they were more.
No, it was like 600, all right. 650, 700.
But it was more than like a different one. The other ones were like maybe 4 or 5 because it was
what do you mean,
like the other, it was a lot more expensive than the other ones, I feel like.
Yeah. The other ones were,
you paid a premium, the other ones were actually,
yeah, the other ones were cheaper. And we'll get into like Singapore Airlines as an airline. I think I've mentioned it on another episode, but Daz, who did you fly with? Do you remember the cost?
I flew with, if you remember, the airline that used to sponsor Liverpool, and I might not say it properly, I think it's Garuda Indonesia.
I've heard bad things about that airline.
Well, I had a successful trip. So.
Expensive?
No, it wasn't. I think I paid, I think it was about £400.
Okay,
decent. Although there were 2 stopovers.
Oof, 2?
Where?
So,
Jakarta?
London, yeah, well, London to Amsterdam, 1 hour stopover, and then Amsterdam to Jakarta with a... And I think it's like an hour and a half stopover, and then obviously Jakarta to Bali, and then done the same thing on the way back.
And was it all with one airline? So
all one airline.
And how were the planes?
I wasn't into planes as much then, but it was all right. No, I tell you a lie, it was good, because I think we said it before. If you fly with like a national airline, they'll give you their cuisine, so the food's good.
Okay. Like, we flew...
British Airways, you need to step up your game.
There they do.
Dead cheesecake. Done.
People who've tuned in before will have heard this, but we flew with Singapore Airlines, and my goodness, it was... Did we do economy or premium economy?
I think just normal.
Economy felt like premium economy. It felt like business. It was just... Yeah, it was good. We got taken care of. New screens, touchpad. I think it was like the first time I had a touchpad screen.
10-inch, not 7.
USB... Wireless Bluetooth. I mean, maybe I made up the wireless Bluetooth, but it felt like there was wireless in the plane. Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like, the flight was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was good.
All right, so we've got on the plane now. We've done the stopover. We've landed in Indonesia. We've hit Bali. Apologies, I don't know the name of the airport. Let me quickly find it. Do we know the name?
Anyone? Bali Denpasar, I think it is.
Yeah, Denpasar.
Denpasar.
Yeah. Denpasar. Lovely. We arrive in Denpasar. Daz, you know, we'll go with you. Where did you go from there?
The first stop was Seminyak. First stop was Seminyak. So had Airbnbs the whole time.
Okay.
And similarly to Thailand, you get out of the airport and you just see chaos.
Yeah, mad thing.
Like, cabs everywhere, people shouting at you.
You've got four and five people on one scooter weaving in and out of traffic with young babies on there, and you're like... But because I'd done Thailand before, I've done the Far East before, I knew what I was walking into. But I think if that was my first time, I'd be like, what on earth am I stepping into right now?
Yeah.
But yeah, Seminyak was the first stop. Not really, really, really nice villa. Really nice villa.
We'll get into Seminyak.
Yeah. But that was my first stop.
But first stop for you was Seminyak. Mm. First stop for us was a place called Uluwatu. Mm. So we got the cab, probably, you know, similar to what Darren was saying. It's hot, it's busy, it's vibrant. Another hack that I think we will announce from now, and I think Jake did a really good job at researching this, is whatever price you're quoted at Bali, whether it be the airport, whether it be on the street, you got to haggle. Like, they're giving you like a 75% markup.
If you can't haggle, don't go to the Far East. It's just not for you.
Because
it's just not for you.
So we had already like Googled, you know, how much, you know, the cab is going to cost. I didn't, Jake did. And like the guy was trying to tell her like double, triple. And Jake was just like, nah, and started walking away. And then
they
the
always come back.
Yeah,
they always come back.
They're like, no. We'll
boss,
drive
boss,
you.
Boss.
Yeah. I did the same thing. There was a time I got into a taxi. And as you say, you know roughly how much you should be paying. So we're traveling now. And because you got to tell them to put the meter on, right? And the meter.
I hate that.
Right? But the meter's not on.
Meter's like,
I could just see like the red dot. And I'm like, there's no fee. And he's driving for about 5 minutes now. And then as he was driving, I can't remember it, how I said it, but I said something along the lines of, no, I need you to put the meter on. Mm. And he kept on saying, yes, no problem. But he keeps driving. So I'm getting stressed. I'm thinking now, like, he's trying to mug me off now. Mm. Kept on saying to him, he's pulled over and he's turned around. He said, meter on. And then he just kept on driving. I'm like, but he hasn't done anything. I'm like, what's going
on? Man's got the meter in his head.
No, bro. And literally, as soon as he pulled off, the meter started running. It's so cheap out there that we were going for a while before the minimum fare had even started.
Wow. That's mad.
So, yeah.
That's mad. But yeah, for us, we got a cab for about an hour and a half to, Uluwatu, as I was staying. And first stop for us. So the way me and Jake did our trip, we wanted to do bougie pauper. So
when did you go? What year?
We went 2018.
Yeah, May 2018.
Yeah, May 2018.
It's fairly recent.
Jake's birthday. Hold tight. Yeah, it's quite recent. And what we wanted to do is, so we were like, oh, we'll book a little 5-star hotel here. We'll do Airbnb here. We'll do hostel here. Then we'll do hotel, and we kind of just did that on rinse and repeat, and we were there for about 2 weeks, stayed in each place for like anywhere between 3 to 5 days. So Uluwatu, first stop, we're like, oh, you know, 17 hours in total we're traveling, or pretty much a day, let's just get to a 5-star hotel, chill, relax. And oh my days, Jake, I don't know if you want to, you know, talk about what you felt when you arrived.
Well, I think it was a brand new Radisson hotel, so it was like really nice anyway. Amazing pools, palm trees everywhere, like most beautiful room. And then the first thing that struck me was the hospitality there.
Oh my goodness.
Like, the people are so nice, they can't do enough for you. Like, compared to like Thailand, sometimes Thailand feel like they hate people. They've been rinsed like for like the last 10 years by Brits and stuff.
And, like, and they still smile in your face as well.
Indonesia is still a bit new to that, so give it some time. But yeah, it was just very hospitable. Pretty reasonable prices considering.
Did you guys have people standing outside your villa with like the cold towel? And that,
and we had a drink. We had a hotel drink cocktail given to us on arrival.
Good times, man.
Yeah.
But how many staff were there?
Wasn't many people staying there.
We'd say there was double the amount of staff than there were people staying there. So
it was a vibe there.
It was sick. So honestly, like you'd have a drink by the pool, and by the time you put your glass down, they'd already taken it away, and they're there like, what do you want? So I haven't stayed in like many 5-star hotels. I mean, I've been in a few, but in terms of service and hotel, I think maybe the best one, like settings, pictures, the infinity pool, whatever, it was, yeah, it's probably the best hotel I've ever stayed at. So Radisson Blue Uluwatu, it was under £100 a night. I think I remember it was like £84 a night. Yeah, I remember it wasn't that deep, distinctly. But... like, yeah, so Indonesia, you can really like ball out. Let's say you got like a honeymoon or like a significant birthday, like a 30th or a 40th, and you want to get away with like a significant other or a friend or like a group of you. You can ball out in like a five-star hotel for not too much compared to, you know, what you'd be paying in the Western world, shall we say.
There are still some of those five-star hotels that are like super
expensive. Yeah,
for sure.
In terms of what we did in Uluwatu, we just went out, really, didn't we? We didn't catch too much culture. That came later in the trip. So
isn't that, it's where Single Fins is, right?
Yeah. So
we just went there mostly.
We went Single Fins, which is like,
what is, yeah, go on.
Oh no, sorry. No, yeah, it's like surfer paradise, basically. So it's like a massive surf spot.
On the cliff overlooks the waves and stuff, and all the surfers go there.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
It's like renowned.
Is it by it's like a either like a most easterly or northerly point of Bali.
Perhaps.
And there's like these rocks.
My geography.
It gets choppy out there. It gets choppy.
There's definitely rocks on that.
But there's a bar at the top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I know what you're talking about.
Wasn't there a bar underneath you could walk to?
Yeah. So that was the next one. When it shut, people went there.
Yeah. Some sketchy stairs.
Yeah. So
because I remember I wanted to go there.
Nah, that's sick.
Yeah. So yeah, we did Single Fins. We did Single Fins night two, but before we get back to Single Fins, night one we did a craziness. So another hack that we should have mentioned right at the start of the episode is for anybody who's traveling to like Indonesia, Thailand, or just anywhere you're going for a significant period of time. Obviously, we went for 2 weeks. Daza went for 2.5 weeks. The one thing, when I was talking to people about going to Bali, like speak to friends who have been there because everyone has a write-up.
Yeah, we got like, loads of tips.
We got so many tips of places to go, and it's like, you know, maybe there should have been a podcast at the time where we could have listened to, but there wasn't. But no, there were so many emails that we got from friends and like friends of friends. And they were like, when you're here, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. So I think if you're going to go away for a long period of time, please make sure that you get that write up. And the reason I've inserted that there is because every single write up or person we spoke to, they were basically like, whatever you do, Bali's like the most beautiful island. Don't go to Kuta.
It was the first thing we did.
So everybody we spoke to, like, yeah, Kuta, like it's like the Magaluf of Indonesia. It's like full of like these Aussies who are just like, I don't, they call them bogans.
Okay.
Like, so Aussies will understand what that means. Yeah, they're basically chavvy. They're like, whatever you do, don't go to Kuta. Me and Jake, we get there night one. We're in Uluwatu, like everywhere's shut, and we're just like, what, so we're like on our phones, like, oh, where can we go? Where can we go? Where can we go? It was like Kuta. So me and Jake, we got an hour and a half cab
by the
to
airport
Kuta.
As well, isn't it?
It's right by the airport. So we've literally gone back on ourselves to go out in Kuta, and then just introduce ourselves to Bali. And yeah, I mean, we could understand why people warned us away from that place.
Why?
It's just like, I mean, I don't
it's
know
just
you...
like a tourist trap with like, it's like if Oceania was in Bali, them
oh,
kind of
stop.
Places, innit?
But it's not just that. It's like, it is like Zante. So there's like a massive strip.
Yeah.
There's people haggling you.
There's bare sketchy people everywhere.
I mean, Jake, he like broke his belt like at the airport. I don't even know what happened. And he had to get a belt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to say what happened.
I broke my belt in the airport or something. I can't remember what it was. But I had to go and get a belt from one of these marketplaces. But they just had one piece of leather.
Oh, my God. Like, one piece.
So they just put it around you and I had to tie it like three times around my waist. It was
Stop,
peak.
Yeah.
And then you had to haggle the price as well because they were trying to charge
it's
him
good leather.
Prices. Yeah.
Stop.
So, yeah, like it was busy. But obviously, I think, you know, I'd never been to that part of the world at that time. It was nice to just immerse yourself in like a different culture. Like it was hot, there were clubs, and yeah, like night one, it was a good night. Wasn't the best night, but I think it was a nice introduction. But if, you know, you're tight for time and there's a place that you potentially want to miss off your Bali wish list, we will still say don't go to Kuta. No, even though we did it. So yeah, so going back to Uluwatu, so we've obviously gone back there. Second day, we've ended up in single fins. We've gone for dinner. We've had drinks. There's live music. We've also
were there all day. Right?
Huh? Yeah, we were there all day drinking.
It wasn't that dear.
No. It was reasonably priced, but it wasn't cheap. I think there are some places you go to in like Bali and like Asia, and they say it's dirt cheap. Uluwatu wasn't one of those places.
It's expensive for Bali.
Yeah, it's like westernized, and there's like a lot.
I was going to say this, but a lot of Bali is westernized. In comparison to a lot of the Far East, it's very much catered to Western people.
It is, for sure. Mm. So many.
And I didn't like that, actually. I didn't like that it was so westernized.
I don't think it was too westernized.
Do you not think so?
I could see.
There was parts of Seminyak that. It's still beautiful. Like, it's still a good time. But it's like, for example, I compare it to, I'm sure I'll draw a lot of comparisons with Thailand. Mm. I feel like you're more drawn to the culture in Thailand as opposed to Bali. Like, you can just, I don't know, there's something that, like, you could be in one of those strips or in Kuta or wherever you're talking about and not necessarily feel like you're in Bali. You just think you're, as you say, you're in somewhere.
Nah, I disagree.
I felt it.
Do you think so?
I feel like Thailand's more westernized in certain parts, personally.
Wow.
We'll have to save this beef for another episode.
No, we can have it out right now.
No, I haven't been to Thailand. I want to get involved. But yeah, so Uluwatu, we did single fins. We tried to do Ulu Cliff House. So we went in March. We tried to see Carl Cox, didn't we? Because we like a bit of a... Yeah, we went May, sorry. We tried to see Carl Cox. He wasn't there. We didn't get in. Did we go anywhere else? We were only there for a couple of days.
I think one of the first nights we went to Omnia.
Yes, we did.
Which is...
It's like a day club, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it wasn't very busy.
At night.
So, if you want to go there for like a day vibe and some drinks, it's similar to the Omnia in Las Vegas. I think it's like a new chain that's come about over the last few years. But you can go to Omni Day Club. Alongside Cliff House, there's Bar Over the Cliff Edge, and then there's also...
That's what I'm talking about. Bar Over the Cliff Edge.
There's the same thing, no.
No, different. Okay, yeah. And then it's managed by Hakkasan Restaurant Group, so that's a bit more bougie and upmarket. And then one that we didn't do, but I've got it on a write-up here, is Sunday's Beach Club. So there's lots of beach clubs to just chill, tan... Relax.
Meet new people.
And just catch a vibe. So that was Uluwatu. And then after Uluwatu, I don't know about you, but I felt like Bali as a city, because it's a city within Indonesia, right? Or like an island. It's quite small. So you can actually drive everywhere in Bali in a reasonable amount of time. And by that,
if you so wish. Yeah.
Yeah, like 3-4 hours. In Uluwatu, we didn't get mopeds or anything, and we got a lot of taxis. If you want to get taxis, there was an app we had to use. Is it Gojek? Gojek was the app.
I feel like it was, yeah.
That you had to use. It's basically the Uber of Indonesia, and that will get you round. So when we left Uluwatu, we got a Gojek, and they do mopeds as well. No. Absolutely.
Oh, you got one of those, right?
Yeah, I got one. They take you... It took us to Ubud. So, Daz, you did Ubud?
You guys got mopeds from...
No. We got the Gojek. No, not mad. We got a cab.
Yeah.
And we went to Ubud. And we were there for... Yeah, we were there for some time.
Ubud, my favourite place in Bali. That's where I felt the culture.
Yeah, 100%.
For culture, yes. But definitely not my favourite place in Bali.
But also, remember, we've done two very different holidays.
Yeah.
And also... Something I should probably say is I did it on a massive budget. Like, I wasn't getting money these times. Like, okay. I didn't have a lot of money at all. So I did it.
Is this pre or post Dubai?
This is pre-Dubai.
Pre-Dubai. Okay.
This is pre-Dubai.
Okay.
So Uber, yeah, just lovely. Like, you're in the jungle. Had a lovely infinity pool. I'm sure we're going to get into some of the things that you can do. It'll be interesting to see what you guys did in Uber. Because I can imagine, as a bunch of boys going into Uber, like, it's not the most jumpy.
Yeah, all our friends said don't do more than like 2 days there because it's not the same as the rest.
Yeah, how long did you do in Ubud?
I did 4 or 5 nights.
Oh, wow, you did 4 or 5
nights. Yeah.
we did 2 or 3.
No, we just chilled and went to some, yeah, we did two or three, went to some like, really nice restaurants. Do you remember that one we went to with like, you got an old fashioned or something?
I'm going to have a look to see if I can get it here. I think I do remember.
There's a monkey thing there.
Yeah, so there's a monkey, and that's what we did. It's like a monkey sanctuary.
No, but that's not where we ate, but yeah.
No, we didn't eat there.
No, the monkey forest? Yeah, we did that. Because you know what, when you travel this far, right, you've got to take in the culture. You can't just go there. At the time, you know, we like to boogie, we like to have a good time, we like to relax, but you have to take in the culture. So if you go to Bali, you have to go to Ubud, you have to do the monkey sanctuary. Yeah. That doesn't mean that it's fun, but you have to do it.
It depends on who you go with as well, like how fun it is. But did they give you like the bananas to give to the monkeys?
No.
Did you not do that? No.
We did that.
Yeah, the monkeys moving.
We got the orientation and it was like...
Keep your hands by your side, put all your belongings in your pockets, don't get anything shiny out.
Did the monkey try rap you before?
There was a kid in front of us who, like, the monkey was pulling his hair and he was screaming and the monkey was just rags in it.
See all of that.
It was mad.
So there was a time that I think it was like halfway through and as we're walking around. And then you walk a bit, do a bit of stuff, you look around. And as we're looking around, I can feel something like, it's like soft as a baby's touch. Like you can't like, you know, like when you think that there's an insect crawling on you, that kind of sensation. That's what it was like. So I felt that on my leg and I've looked down and there is a monkey hanging off me and putting its hand in my pocket.
Oh my God.
And like, luckily, I didn't have anything around. But
Nothing to teeth.
Facts, I had zero to teeth that whole holiday.
With us, I think the monkey sanctuary, it was like a nice experience. But I don't know for any listeners who are a little bit like me, whilst I like culture, like I think what I'll say is I can take culture in very quickly.
I think most people can.
And what I mean by that is like, you know, people talk about, you take a day to do the Ubud monkey rainforest. We did it in like, we walked it in like an hour.
No one says you take a day.
No, but I feel like people do. Like people go there, like they go and stand in the temple bit and they just stay there for like half hour and they just catch a vibe.
I've got things to do and people to see.
Do you know what I mean? So we did it. A couple of the monkeys made us shook as well, the way they're acting with some of the little kids.
I'm telling you.
But the whole place is full of monkeys, like Ubud. Like they're on the road.
Ubud is,
they're just fighting in the street.
Well, the whole of Bali, the Far East.
More particularly, in our experience, Ubud.
Yeah. But it was a great... I'm happy I did it. You could also do a trek that we didn't actually do whilst in Ubud. Did you do it, Darren?
What's it called? It's called Mount something. It's a mountain trek.
We'll add it to the description.
Yeah, I'll Google it in a second. But I did it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I heard you got to wake up so early.
It's one of them ones.
That's what ruled us out.
At 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
Imagine 3 a.m. we wake up and as you probably know, in Bali, there's a lot of stray dogs.
Mm.
So it's 3 a.m. We've walked out of the Airbnb. And there's all these stray dogs like just staring at us and they start barking like they're going off. There's like three or four and I'm not trying to shit, they're growling.
Standoff.
Remember I'm in three girls and I've got to pretend like going down, I'm meant to, but at one point I was like, no, you guys move, yeah? Anyway, so
let me tell you, Daz, if I was with three girls, I don't know you. Do you know the thing? Oh no, I promise you.
Like, and you know how like most of the Airbnbs are, like they're right like down some alleyways and left some rights.
Yeah.
So we get to the main road, and you think that like, you've surpassed these dogs, bro. They started following us.
Oh my goodness!
I am shook. I started standing on this thing, and then like they were barking for so long that a local person came out with his dog. And then like he shooed them all away, and he goes, "What you doing here?" And I said, "Oh, we're waiting for the thing." So, that's Ubud. It's the jungle.
I think two other key things that happened for us in Ubud. The first was, and this isn't a hack. This is just if you're in Indonesia or I suppose that side of the world, you have to get mopeds. So we did a lot of like gojeking in Uluwatu for the first few days, just like acquainting ourselves. We didn't get mopeds, and I think part of the reason is because I was shook. So I don't really back myself on a moped, but Jake had convinced me by this stage to get a moped. And I don't even know. Maybe it's like the second day in Ubud. I've almost crashed in like heavy traffic into a shop, and luckily, like basically,
it was by the monkey sanctuary. I feel like we parked up by the monkey sanctuary.
Yeah, but no, it was actually going towards the monkey sanctuary. I remember because. For those of you who've never ridden a moped, basically to do that is to rev it. For those, if you can see that on the camera, is to rev it.
Cheers.
And like, I'm just so nervous that when you're trying to stop, I'm not trying to stop, but I'm revving it. Because I can't even describe
You don't drive a car though either, so it's pretty difficult for you.
Wait to put man on blast.
He doesn't understand the mechanicals of a motor.
No, but I actually don't. So that
he's accelerating and braking at the same time.
Yeah, it was, and also like Jake was like, oh, you gotta lean your body into it.
Have you driven a moped?
No, but I know that from a bicycle though.
But basically, long story short, by the end of the trip, Jake was just giving me a backy ever on his moped because I gave my back. The near-death experience was too much, though. The near-death experience was too much. I'm not putting myself through that.
Yeah, no.
We'd be going for an hour on this ped and he'd be in the back of it. He weighs substantially more than me. Like,
yeah, you trying to say he was doing a wheelie?
Nah, but like...
It was a lot to pull.
I'd be turning right and he's leaning left.
Oh, no.
So we're counteracting the weight.
I'll tell you,
I'm not going to lie, on that... It was sketchy a few times. I didn't want to let you know, but I was like, this is sketchy. This is sketchy as fuck.
He did a very good job of not letting me know because Jake chauffeured.
Well, you're just on the back chilling, like.
He chauffeured me around, and I know that like I probably got 20 kgs on Jake or something like that. He did a good job, so I just want to say.
We're going up some hills and shit.
I appreciate it,
Jake. Waterfall, didn't we?
We did. So, but before we get onto, did we do the waterfall in Ubud?
We didn't bring the pads to the mainland.
Okay, do you know the name of the waterfall? Is it Trangwen?
More or less.
we'll add a link in the.
Nah, that's Gilly. That's the second.
No, but I think that's the name of the waterfall as well. But yeah, that is another thing you can do. So along with the trek, you can see these waterfalls, and I think it's like the Instagram picture where you know you don't go chasing waterfalls, but. You know, sorry to interrupt my singing there. There were all these like red, you know, the markers in the waterfall, and it kind of like flopped the picture a bit.
What do you mean? Because you can't go past that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's for security. I mean, the way he said.
Did you do the rice fields as well?
No, you were shook because you thought there'd be snakes in there.
Yeah.
I came across a few snakes.
Yeah.
So I'll put my.
Do you remember one of our hotels was through a rice field?
Yeah, I was shook. That was in Ubud. But when we got to our hotel, it was wonderful. It's called like Petiri. We'll put it in the description. But it had like an infinity pool, like
overlooking the whole jungle.
I think it's like incredible. I mean we've said infinity pool a few times. It's probably worth saying that a lot of the villas on Airbnb are lovely.
Mm.
Like you can really, really have a great time in some great villas.
You can,
mm-hmm.
And
across all of Bali.
We'll share some more hacks later in the show. But before we do, one final thing just before we move on to the next location. I also learned to swim in Ubud. Like before that
old lady was teaching you.
Before Bali, I don't think I could swim at all.
He was doing doggy paddle, not even.
Doggy paddle, cat paddle, that paddle. I was floating. Man was moving.
In the sea or in a pool?
No, infinity pool, bro. Come on. Like I'm not Michael Phelps. But we were staying in this hotel and we were chilling by the pool and she was like an Australian woman and I'll never forget it. Like Jake was like just there doing lengths. And I'm just there, like, chilling. You know when you, like, hold the, like, rail because you're shook? And then this woman, like, we'd never spoken to her, but obviously she'd been, like, watching us. She was just like to me, stop being a pussy, mate. I was like, what? And she was like, stop being a pussy. I'm going to teach you how to swim. I was like, I can't really say no. She's like 60.
You've got to back yourself at this point.
She's like 60 on her ones, two of us young, and she was just there putting it on me. So, yeah. She did what she could.
Can you swim now?
Yeah. Look at him, man. Yeah, man's had lessons, so man actually knows how to swim now.
Go on, Jake, with the referrals. Yeah.
Shout out, Sam. Sam, I said I was going to shout you out. Shout out, Sam, my swim teacher. And yeah, thank you to my girlfriend who actually booked me some swimming lessons for my birthday. So yeah, thanks, Catherine. But yeah, after Ubud, where did we go next? We went to Seminyak, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I guess. He forgets.
Do you remember?
Yeah, so we were supposed to stay in Seminyak, but I had an absolute nightmare. so basically we were supposed to stay at this place called Capsule Hostel. Capsule Hostel was recommended to us by so many people. It's like, you've got to stay here. This is the best place to like meet people, like just meet really cool travellers and maybe pick up some people to like do the rest of your trip with. So we were like, yeah. I was like, Jake, don't worry, you know, I got this. Let me book
He's
it.
He's like, I'll book it, like you put the rest.
Long story short, a month before our trip, I get like the email from booking.com and they're like, we're ready for you tomorrow.
Stop
bio.
It.
And I'm like, no. Next month. I'm like, no, we got it wrong. It's next month. And by that time, it's like such a hot accommodation. It's gone. So we actually ended up staying in the deadest hostel, bro. Do you remember? We just had to get some last minute thing.
Oh, that was on like the bunk bed.
Yeah,
in some dead room.
We stayed in the deadest hostel.
It was a private room though.
It was a private room.
Oh, I was gonna say, is it one where you share?
You can get shared, mixed or private.
No, but you did. Did you stay in one that you share?
No,
just for us two.
Just one bunk bed.
Yeah. No.
One. That's about how bunk bed works. Just one. Yeah.
Not in the same thing. I thought.
No. But yeah.
I'm not quizzing you guys. I trust you. You got a girlfriend. I've seen Jake operate.
It was bunk beds in the room. So, that was woeful.
But we still went out in Capsule.
We did still go.
I feel like we told people we were staying there.
Yeah, we was moving.
Like, sometimes you can't really tell people.
No, because like the hub of like the social thing is in Capsule.
Yeah.
And like, so everyone just assumed we were staying there and we'd be playing drinking games quickly.
So yeah, Capsule was in.
I stayed there that night.
So what type of people did you meet at this Capsule place? I'm intrigued. Again,
I mean, there are all kinds of people. Some were middle aged, maybe not some, but like one or two middle aged, and like
it's just travellers, isn't it?
Everyone's like floaty, I guess, to an extent. Like,
yeah, I think you meet a lot of people who, and I suppose it was more in Gili, but you start talking to people like, oh, like how long are you here for? We'd be like 2 weeks, and then we'd be like, oh, how long are you? Oh, they're like, I've been traveling 3 years. Mm-hmm. like one person told us 5 years. Like, how are you traveling for 5 years?
Yeah, but some people do like a job, don't they? They're like a bar job, just enough money to scrape by and
to get by.
Yeah,
there was a lot of nurses on the trip, because when we get into like the Gili swimming story, but yeah, we saw a lot of nurses traveling, is what I'd say.
When you say nurses traveling, do you mean like they were nurses back in their country and they're just on a trip?
Yeah, but I think like some of the nurses, like, you could, once you've got the qualification, you can like work from different countries and you actually get paid a lot more. So they were like doing a bit here and there, traveling. Mm. And once they secured funds, so yeah, we just met people from all walks of life. And I think, you know, one thing I think you'd agree with me, Jake, is that in Bali versus a lot of the other holidays we've done, it's travellers, and the vibe is just amazing. Like, there's no stunting.
Yeah, it's not pretentious as, like, for example, Tulum or something like that.
I don't want to go. I'm
joking. No, but honestly, every night that we went out, it was just, you were just free. Free is the word I'll say. Free. There was no worries. It wasn't too expensive, and like, obviously we had like decent jobs, so money wasn't really.
Everyone just wants to vibe.
But yeah, what about you? Where did you stay in Seminyak?
I actually can't remember the area. It's just, again, it was an Airbnb. So as you'll find with a lot of the Airbnbs in Bali, you go down a main road, you do a left down the dirt track, and then you do some lefts and rights, and you think, where am I going? And then all of a sudden you end up in this like incredible place. So I was pretty much in the centre, a massive pool in the middle. Then we had, it's almost like a, if you was to ever close your eyes and think what Pablo Escobar's mansion would look like in like the courtyard with like a pool, imagine like a mini version of that. That was my villa.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really nice. Had a few times we got the lady to come and cook us breakfast, felt like a king.
Chef.
Jeez.
But you know, that was the first time. That's the first time I'd ever experienced Airbnb, and ever since that day, I swore by it.
Okay.
So that's where I stayed. I stayed in an Airbnb in Seminyak. Done a lot of walking around, bit of shopping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But again, you guys probably would have stayed there a lot longer or enjoyed it a lot more because you're two lads, or not, just two of you went.
Mm. Yeah, so I think, and we'll get into it, so we initially stayed in Seminyak for two or three nights.
Yeah.
But even though Seminyak is the spot, what we came to quickly learn is that there's a place right next to Seminyak called Canggu.
Mm.
Canggu is the spot.
Right.
Seminyak has like...
What do you mean the spots? The spot in what's... What would you compare him to? Seminyak being what?
Seminyak is like... Oh my God. Mate, what a question. What a question. I can't... Before I get into like comparing it, what I'll say is that Seminyak has all of like your touristy clubs that people tell you to go to. So I've just got a few things here. It's got like La Favela. It's got De Maria, it's got W Wu, Mirapoof, Aya Street. There's so many touristy spots you can go to, but you know, just a little bit like 10 minutes down the road. Whilst those clubs are good and they're like big clubs, they're like outdoor, you have a good vibe, but it's like London prices for drinks. But like, when we were converting the Indian rupees, it was at least £10, £15 a drink. In Seminyak, so it's very pricey.
Just quickly, and this is what I was trying to say when I tried to draw the comparison between Thailand and Bali, is because when I was in Bangkok, for example, there's still some really amazing, there's some amazing, amazing places in Bangkok and expensive. But anyway, when you're in Thailand, you're walking around Thailand. You mentioned before about like the people that stand there and smile. When I was in Bali, when I was in Seminyak, I felt that there was a lot of prostitutes.
Didn't see him.
Did you not? I felt that there was a lot of prostitutes, like a lot of like older guys with their young, Indonesian lady, and it was a bit seedy, and that's why.
What kind of bars are you going to?
Yeah, bro. I don't know where he was going.
Honestly, but although I remember speaking to someone, and they were like, I told them when I went, and they'd gone quite recently, probably around the same time that you guys went. And they were like, Bali has transformed since then. So it's very interesting hearing this conversation and even these bars or clubs, because I think there was only like two clubs when I went there, when I went to Bali.
Oh, really? Oh, no, there's so many. Yeah. But like we were saying, you've got Seminyak, but then you got Canggu. And in Canggu, you had a spot so good. When me and Jake came back from the Gili Islands, we came back to Canggu because we had so much fun.
Is that how you did your trip? Did you like kind of free flow, just go with the times? Like, because you're saying you went to Gili Island.
We booked stuff before to an extent. I can't remember.
But did you book it? Like, this is, you knew where you was coming back.
So we had things we needed to hit, and then we just freestyled in between.
No, that's nice.
But then we freestyled it in the end. But Jake, talk to me, old man's.
It was like a Thursday. It was old man's.
Wednesday at old man's.
Hip hop, no?
Yeah. It was just a
hip hop.
Yeah. I think it was hip hop.
It was just vibey. That's the only way I can describe it.
I think most of it was like hip hop, and it was like all the big tunes back then. But yeah, it was just vibey. I
had none of that.
Vibe would be dancing on the table. Everyone would be screaming around him. He was loving it.
Jesus.
Yeah, like me and Jake, we were getting
Jake was that. Jake was like, yeah, he had loads of girls around him. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, me and Jake.
Nah. Me and Jake got...
Matty.
Pressure.
I've never seen Baze
under so much pressure. He's trying to get out of the hole. He's like, nah.
Bro, it wasn't even like that. Like, we were just, you know, wilding out. We was all dancing on the table. Like, old man's, if you've been there, you'll know that there's like a massive stage and everybody just gets up onto it and just lets wild. And then when old man's finishes, like, the party spills out onto the beach. So it's like 2-3 a.m. They got a DJ on the beach and it's just thumping.
No, it's not.
Thumping. And it went off. So we went there on a Wednesday, and then we went there the following Wednesday, actually.
Did we go there? Because people from Capture was like, let's go to old man's.
Yeah, exactly. So the great thing about the hostel that we tried to stay at, didn't stay at, but ended up going to pre-drink there anyway to make friends.
Mm.
People were just like, yeah, come out with us. And then they're the ones who took us to old man's, which was in Canggu, not Seminyak. And we had just the most, like, it was like one of the best nights.
Do you know what? Touching on that, one of the things I love about when you travel is when you kind of connect with people that you necessarily probably wouldn't have connected with otherwise.
Mm.
And they're like, no, like, come out with us, or, you know, let's go for a dinner and all of this stuff. And then, like, you really get to discover like other places, because some of the places that we've described on this, that we've spoken about on this podcast, I probably wouldn't have found them if it wasn't for people that we had met. And then they kind of like chaperoned us, like put an arm around us, you know? So that's really nice that you
found
that there.
What was the final thing I was going to say with that just before we moved on?
He was talking. You guys were talking about old mans meeting people at the
beach party.
It's completely spaced my mind, but yeah, the long and short of it. Oh, I was going to say special shout out to in Seminyak. There's a place called Potato Head. I think everybody's heard of that.
Everybody needs to have heard of that. And if you haven't heard of that, then you're not really going to Bali.
So yeah, after we did Old Man's, we hit up Potato Heads. It's one of those places though. It's like so well known. You have to book it in advance. Like,
do we have to sit on the floor or something?
Yeah,
grass towel on the floor. That was our table.
They had to put nothing. So with some of the like most. If you speak to people and they're like, you need to go to this place, you need to go to this place, you need to go to this place, chances are you're going to have to actually book those places before you go. You can't just do a spontaneous
thing. How many times did you say it?
We just did it once, actually. Because
and you sat on the floor?
Huh?
We were at the whole day as well.
Yeah. By the beach?
No, on the grass. They got like a lawn.
We had some food and then we went onto the floor and then I think we progressed onto the day beds after.
Next to the pool?
Yeah.
We did that. But it like, took time. Yeah. Like, we went in stages and it wasn't as smooth.
It was worth it.
He said it was worth it. But yeah, it was a good vibe. It was a good vibe. So that kind of concluded our first half of the trip. And then everybody, you know, when you're speaking about Bali, they're like, you've got to go to the Gili Islands. You've got to go to the Gili Islands. You've got to go to the Gili Islands. So me and Jake, we're like, you know what? The way people are talking about Gili, like we're doing 3 days, 3 days. We're like, you know what? Fuck this. We're going to do a week. We're going to do a week and go ham.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, yeah. So so there's three Gili Islands, by the way, for those that don't know. So there's Gili Air, there's Gili Mino, and there's Gili T. Gili Air and Gili Mino, we've heard that they're more for couples. Yeah, so we didn't really go to those ones, but you know, if you're a couple or somebody looking,
I was meant to go, and obviously I was with a group of four. We were a group of four, so we didn't.
So you just went to Gili T.
So we went to Gili T.
Jeez.
I was the fourth man. I might as well have wingmanned everyone on that trip.
Oh
anyway.
My goodness.
But yeah, Gili T.
So yeah, we've ended up going to Gili T because we've heard so many great things. And I think this just leads us to, you know, a must note down. When you're booking to go to Bali or Gili T in particular, you need to check when Ramadan is. Mm. And the reason I say that is because what we were told about Gili T is like, oh my God, it's party central. Like basically there's a nominated club every night on the island that everybody on the island goes to, and it goes throughout the night. So when me and Jake were there, we were like, oh my God, like we thought like Changu and that was sick. We're like, Gili T, they're not ready for us, yeah? We get to Gili T, it's Ramadan. Like, so the prayer song was on all day. Like,
Bali's got like some Muslim and some Christian or something else.
No, I think it's the different types of Muslims. So
some ruled by different religions. So that's why it would be Ramadan in Gili T, but not in
mainland Bali. Okay, thank you for pointing that out, Jake. But yeah, where I wanted to go with that is essentially we thought that we were going to this like party island and it was going to be like no holes barred and just like 6 nights of just absolute wildness. And in reality, what we got was everything shut in by 11. Yeah, there was like no alcohol really being served. Music was off. And you were actually getting in trouble if you were like out and even talking.
Oh, really?
So, like, they were really strict with it. The only night they kind of let us stay up a little bit more was one when the Champions League final was on. So there was like one pub that kind of played the football.
Before we keep going, it's probably worthwhile saying how long it takes to get there.
I don't remember. Like a ferry.
2 hour ferry.
It's about two hour ferry.
You can get fast ferry, you can get a slow ferry. Yeah.
We got one of the big ones, didn't we? Yeah, yeah. And unlike Mexico, I wasn't too sick. No, it was a legit ferry. The ferry that
I was on,
however,
was seriously choppy waters.
Oh my goodness.
And I was sitting on the top deck. You know, you can sit on the top deck taking the sun or whatever. And I could see the boat tilting, like, as it was trying to go. And, oh, man, that was uneasy.
That's not for me. But wouldn't you just go and sit inside then and be safe?
I don't know.
No?
I can't remember. It was so long ago, I can't remember what was going through my mind.
But, yeah, that's how shook
I probably was. I probably didn't say it out loud. I probably was just thinking, I'm shook, and didn't say anything.
Fair. But do you know what? For all of the, you know, we wanted to party and do this, that, and the other, I think it was just a comedy of events for us why we didn't really enjoy our trip, and it culminated in us leaving after 3 days.
Did you?
Did we leave early? Yeah.
Yeah, we left after 3 days, and we'll get to that story. But when we arrived, so we stayed at this hotel called the Blue Marlin, which
I know that one.
No association with Blue Marlin Dubai or
no, Pisa, no, no, by no. The way. But I know that one, and I had a few meals there.
Okay, well,
a dive hotel.
Good for you, mate, because it was crap.
Oh, really?
It was so fucking trash.
Really?
Like, it was under construction. The construction started from like seven in the morning. So
7 days a week as well, I'm pretty sure, till like 3 or 4.
You also got to remember, I went around 2013, right? Yeah. So, okay, or yeah. 2013, yeah, and a half. Whatever.
Maybe you had it in its peak before it went into the recession.
Right.
But Jake, yeah, I don't know if you want to talk on that because it led to a complaint, didn't it?
Basically, there'd be construction every morning, like not just like here and there, but like 7 a.m. till like 6 p.m., 5 p.m. I think pretty much dust as well. So you couldn't even be in the pool and enjoy it, which is obviously infuriating considering like you'd gone to like a paradise island.
Mm.
And why did I complain again? There was like many things that happened, I feel like.
It was the construction. It was being woken up.
I feel like they didn't clean our room and shit like that.
They didn't clean our room. No new towels.
Do you know how privileged you guys sound right now?
Yeah, but you're paying for a hotel. But
privileged.
But it's the amount we're paying, though, is what I'd say.
Didn't clean my room. There were no towels.
It wasn't particularly cheap.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. And I think that's the issue. It's like you expect a certain standard when you pay a significant.
And like you should tell people that it's construction by the hotel.
See, this is why my experience is interesting because, as I say, did it on a budget. And when the ferry pulled in, like we had nowhere to stay. So really? We had to do that thing where there's like a little section where there's like a map.
Oh my goodness.
And you've got all the people standing saying, come to this hostel. Yeah. So I went with like two or three different people to go and check it out before we stayed there. So to me, Blue Marlin at the time, which it was, but to me that was luxury. Mm. So it's interesting to hear that it was so shoddy for you guys.
Do you remember the name of the hostel that you stayed at?
No. but to be honest with you, my hostel was like six rooms and they were just like just clean rooms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
do you know what I mean?
But so we actually got invited to so basically this like group of people that we met in Seminyak, they were like, oh, they're the guys who stayed at Capsule. Like they saw us in Guillotine. Yeah, they're like, oh, it's the boys from Capsule.
Apparently only one of you stayed at Capsule.
yeah, I'm like, nah. And they were like, yeah, you definitely stayed at our hotel. We saw you that night. And we were like, we didn't stay there. We were just
Did
there.
Did we remember them or not? Did we know them or not?
We didn't know them. So we didn't remember them. But they were like, oh my days. Da, da, da. So like they invite us back to their hostel, and their hostel's called My Mate's Place, and I remember that because it was so sick.
Yeah. You should go there to pre.
Yeah, so their hostel was lit. So if you go to Guillotine, you don't want to be failed in getting a nice place like us. Book My Mate's Place. It is sick. They do games every night, and then like the person who works there, he leads you like around the island. And you know, for all intents and purposes, we didn't have great like night times. That was sick. And they also do, is it like a lot of snorkeling? They do loads of snorkeling and diving. So the Blue Marlin Hotel where we stayed, it was a diving hotel. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. They've got like diving sessions at the front of the hotel.
Did you guys do your paddy that there?
Do what, sorry?
The paddy.
No.
Oh, it's the license to do.
It's like your initial.
Deep water diving.
No.
You can't swim, bro. He's not about to do paddy, is
right. Yeah.
Bro.
But you know that, but out there that like, you can just pay whatever money to whoever and then
just get a paddy. Mad.
Yeah.
Mad. And that, you know, that leads me nice. I'm
trying to go in the open water without the paddy.
But that leads me nicely into the story about us going on a boat. So
in Guillotine.
I don't know where I was the night before, but Jake basically signed us up to go snorkeling or to go diving. Actually, it's not even snorkeling.
Nah, snorkeling, bro.
Okay, snorkeling.
Yeah, we didn't have no air tanks. But there's a big difference.
It's snorkeling. It's snorkeling.
He's got little things like I went diving. Yeah, like.
But listen. It's snorkeling, but it's in the middle of the ocean. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
and by the middle of the ocean.
That's still snorkeling.
I mean, when you're in island waters. Down. Okay, yeah, we're in island waters. Look, boom. Anyway, Jake, he signs me up for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was initially like, nah, I'm not going to do this. But then I'm like, I've traveled all this way with my boy. He wants to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to back it with him. Yeah. So obviously with the people that we've met at the hostel, we all go together and we get onto this boat. And there's bare people on the boat. There's bare people. I say like 20, 25 people. Mm. And not, this will become relevant. I'd say there's about six or seven guys, and there's like the rest, are, the rest are girls, like 18, 20 girls, and like it's.
I hope I don't fold.
No, but the guy's like some loose cannon. He's like, yeah, who's ready for snorkeling? And then he's like to the boat, can you all swim? And I'm like, no. And then he's like, does anybody need a knife jacket? And I'm like, I need two. I'm like, I am not ready for what's about to go on. But basically what they do is they take you on three stops. So you start at Gility, you snorkel a little bit near Gility, then they take you to Air, you do a little bit of snorkeling there, and they take you to Mino, like the three islands. And there's a snorkeling spot at each one. And obviously, yeah, at the time I can't swim, but I'm doing this for Jake. So they've given me the life jacket.
Or you could have stayed in the boat. But
I could have, but I'm like, I'm here now. Everyone's got flippers on. So bearing in mind me who
can't even swim normally, let alone flippers.
They put flippers on my feet.
I would have thought that helps you swim, though.
I feel like it's quite disorientating.
Yeah, if you can't swim.
Yeah.
If you can't swim, if you've not been in a body of water long, so...
Was it the first time in open water?
No. I did it in Cavos, actually. Shout out, Cavos. But anyway, going back to the story. So, yeah, like, we're driving to the first stop. Everyone's got their flippers on. No one else got life jacket on. It's just me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're about to get off. Everyone's jumping off. And they're like, oh, do you want to give it a go? And I'm like... Okay, like Jake's left me, by the way. Stop one. Jake was like, nah, I know what bio's like. I'm gone. So Jake's gone. And like, there's these two nurses. They, like, God bless their souls. Canadian girls, thank you so much. They were like, look, oh, we'll stay with you. Like, we got your back.
That was
like,
his angle, wasn't it?
Like, yeah. God bless their souls.
Basically, I was so nervous that there's about eight nurses on the boat. And this is what I mean by loads of nurses. They're like, look, there's about eight of us here. Between us, somebody gonna keep you alive. It's basically what they said. That's basically what they said to me. If you fall into the water, one of us gonna keep you alive. So I was like, okay.
When they holding you, like one arm here and one arm here.
So we'll get to that. But yeah, the first stop, I got my flippers on. Everyone's jumped off the boat. I'm shook. So I hold on to the side of the boat, and rather than jumping off, I just like release myself slowly. I release myself slowly into the boat. I mean, off the boat into the water. I tell you what happens now. I'm in the water and obviously I can't feel anything under my feet. I've got the life jacket on, so I'm floating, but I freak out. I'm like, no, I can't do this. So I'm holding on to the ladder to get back onto the boat. And the guy's like, just climb. But I'm trying to climb onto the boat using the ladder with my flippers still on. And they're like, just go into the water and take your flippers off. I'm like, no, I can't enter the water. I'm too shook. So somebody had to jump into the water, dive underneath and undo my flippers.
This is stop one.
So, yeah, so I could get back onto the boat. And this is stop one.
I bet everyone hated you after that.
No. Everybody was diving. So there was like two people that stayed with me. Jake was loving life. Jake came back to the boat. It was like, oh, mate, he's like, did you do it? Like, yeah. I'm like, bro. But anyway, look, the story goes on. Sorry, madness. There's a second stop. And they're like, come on, you can do this. And I'm like, you know what? I know I was shook there, but let me try this again without the flippers, because the flippers disorientated me. So I took off the flippers and I jumped in. But now everybody's obviously swimming away with the flippers, and I'm there moving my arm, kicking my feet, and nothing's happening.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. So two people had to swim back. They had to get me, and they're like, come on, kick. And they had to pull me to the snorkel spot. But thankfully, they pulled me to the snorkel spot. I'm in the ocean. I'm there. I see turtles, so it's like a very good experience. I'm there, but then the boat's all the way, like,
it's going to like a stop away. Spot.
I couldn't swim back. I'm in the middle of the ocean with my life jacket. I can't swim back. So like Jake was taking it in turns with like these other people, and it was like two, one each arm, and people had to swim me back to the boat. But wow. I snorkeled, and then the third stop, I was just like, yeah, I'm not getting that again. It's blessed. I've done enough. But how did you enjoy the snorkeling, Jake?
It was lit. Very scenic.
Did you guys see dolphins there as well?
Nah, I just like
saw some dolphins. When I was there.
Did you? Did you snorkel?
Yeah.
Did you do the three islands as well?
Yeah, I did that trip.
No scared? You weren't scared at all?
I wasn't, because I've done quite a bit of snorkeling.
Yeah.
Although this was around the time where there was like a lot of shark bites going on.
Yeah.
In Bali?
Well, just around. And so I was a bit prying by the third one. I was like, look, I've seen the turtles, seen some fish. Mm. What I don't like is when you jump out and then you get into the water and, you know, you're trying to just gather yourself and they start throwing fish food at you, like at your goggles. No. So then, like,
did we have that?
No. Did you guys not get that?
No. All we got on the boat was bintang. Buy bintang. Yeah. Bintang, bintang, bintang.
What's that?
It's like their, it's like their beer. It's like 1%. Oh. It tastes lovely, to be fair. It don't even taste like beer. Like, I hate beer, but I could back bintang.
Lemon. They did lemon one as well. Yeah. Lemon was lit.
Lit.
So, yeah, we did the snorkeling. Did the snorkeling there.
Did the snorkeling. I think the only thing I would just, you know, mention with the snorkeling as well, which it wasn't tasteful and we didn't do it. So obviously you're seeing these like amazing creatures, turtles. There were some people who were actually trying to touch the turtles.
Mm. And they advise you not to, don't they?
The etiquette, don't touch the wildlife. Mm. Like, we know that like it is an amazing and it's a beautiful experience. But if you're there and you're in front of like a turtle, you don't want to be touched by you. Don't touch the turtle. So if you're going snorkeling and you see a nice creature, just look, don't touch.
That was brought to you by our sponsors, WWF. Thank you, Basie, for the plug.
Sing, sing.
Yeah. But yeah, did we do much else in Gilly TJ? Anything?
When you guys were there, so
there's some good sunsets, right?
I was just about to say this, yeah. Because there's a sunset.
It's like the swing in the fucking ocean, everyone goes.
There's a sunset spot if you walk all the way to the end of the island.
Yeah.
Did you guys go? And there's like loads of beanbags. Well, yeah. This is when I was there. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, so we did.
Yeah, there's many places with the beanbags.
No, right? But it's the bait swings that everybody gets the Instagram photos. There's specific.
Yeah, yeah. They're so far to walk
at the end.
I think I got a bicycle.
So yeah, a lot of people do. So that's what I was gonna say. So
you can't bicycle either, right?
You can cycle around the island in 45 minutes, but I remember one of the nights I cycled. It's an underdeveloped country. There's no street lamps. So I went the wrong way. Like, imagine my hotel's here. I went there and then tried to get round and had to do that, and I did it in the darkness, and it took me 45 minutes to an hour.
There's, there's two things I want to ask. One, do they still have donkeys pulling the carts out there?
Yeah.
Cool. And then two, the setup that it was like when I went was where I've just mentioned that point, that sunset point. But if you go from like one point of the island to another, it gets progressively more expensive and better.
I would agree.
Nicer that. Hotels and nicer restaurants. Like,
yes.
The closer you get.
But I think the nicer hotels are they're nearish the
street. I thought the more the sunset point, you got more and more demolished, like buildings
really?
Got unfinished and shit. No?
I think there was a point, but then there was a place with like the honeymoon. With like the
You wouldn't want to stay where the sunset bit was, I don't think.
Okay.
Interesting. Again, you guys went more recently.
I do know what you mean. There was like not like a strip.
It's like a stretch. It's like a stretch of road.
Of like nice like bungalows. Mm. And yeah, there definitely was. But what I would say with GET, we've spoken about like Bali in general being, you know, very expensive. But Gili, like, it was cheap. It was cheap. So we had like street food and it was literally like £1, £2. And the street food was amazing.
My go-to food out there was nasi goreng.
Yeah, buff curry.
The one with don't leave me hanging.
Look at Batman, leave me hanging.
Verify what I say. Yeah.
But it's not. Because when he said the curry, I was like, oh shit, no, it's not that. No, it's not the curry. It's like like fried rice with a fried egg on top, and you can get it with like chicken. It's almost like a chicken chow mein, but with rice.
Yeah.
Didn't have that?
So I think we did, but the street food place where we went to, it was basically like a buffet. So it was like, you know, in the little market bit, you could literally go to any stall and it's like, you know, one of them stalls where you get scorpion, you get tarantula.
Yeah, it's a bit next.
You get, it was a bit next, but the food that, you know, that wasn't crawling, it was.
Did we get sick out there on for like a few days? I feel like we did.
But if we did it, I think it's more to do with the water and the sanitation again.
I got that. There was a time when I was washing some of my t-shirts. I just had some white t-shirts from Topshop or Topman or something.
Mm.
And when I dried them out, they started getting yellow.
Oh my goodness.
Because the water was that dirty.
No, we actually got dry cleaning done there. And
privileged.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. But do you know what we found out?
It's like dry cleaning on a remote island.
But it's like you expected them to put it in a washing machine.
Yeah.
But they didn't even put it in the washing machine. Like,
what do you mean? What did they do?
Our clothes were still like stained. They like pressed it. They didn't even wash our clothes. They just pressed it.
I beg you, press this t-shirt for me. I'm going out to that.
Honestly, but we wanted it washed. So we gave them like a bag of dirty clothes.
Yeah.
It just came back like uncreased.
One thing I did really, really, really like about Gili T, and obviously it sounds like he didn't have like the best experience there. It wasn't like completely open. They've got loads of reggae bars. And they've got a really strong like Rasta community. I don't know if they're still there.
We didn't see.
No?
I feel like they did. Or reggaeton was like a theme that kept coming
reggae,
up.
Just reggae, not reggaeton.
Same.
No.
Wow.
Bro, don't do
wow.
that.
Wow. Do you just that. Made the highlight. Hey. Wow. No, it's definitely not. But they've got a big Rasta. Well, they had a big Rasta community out there. I did a reggae karaoke that night, actually.
What did you sing?
I did a bit of Bob Marley.
Rendition now?
No, because it was awful then. It'll be worse now.
Okay. Man, you're not like a fine wine. You've gotten worse with time.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. I wanted to do this on the pod. I was going to say about if you had to sing for your life, like what song it would be.
I already know what mine is.
Go on.
Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Oh, you said that the other day, right?
Yeah.
Mine's Señorita, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, wow. That's saucy.
I could sing to that one. Anyway, so but my reggae karaoke that night wasn't great. But yeah, they do. They've got a massive reggae community. It's quite a vibe.
Oh, nice. So how long did you stay in the Gili Islands for?
I did a week.
Oh, you did do a week?
Did a week there, yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to do, as I said, wanted to do Gili Air, didn't happen. Wanted to do Gili Manor, didn't happen. But Gili T was cool.
Not that you're bitter or anything like that.
I'm trying to go back out again. I was actually going to try and go this year, but...
Yeah. I think...
Lock off.
Yeah, just to kind of round off before we take us back to mainland. Our trip, you've heard from us, we didn't have the greatest of experiences, and Jake is like renowned for, you know, being able to put a complaint in if he doesn't get what he deems adequate, you know, service for the money paid.
Privilege.
But I think I was sweating because basically we'd made the decision that we were going to leave Gili that day and go to, we were going to go back to Canggu because we had so much fun, but we were sitting in our hotel, Blue Marlin Hotel, at the front bit, having food. And whilst we were sitting in...
Wait, have they refunded us at this point?
I don't think... No, they haven't, because you've got to do the complaint to get the refund. So basically...
If not, there's a public thing.
Yeah. I don't know. But long story short, Jake complained. And whilst we're still in the hotel... Jake writes a massive complaint on
TripAdvisor. It was bad.
Whilst we're still
pictures,
there.
Videos, dates, no, times.
We're still there to the point where he's posted it and I'm like, Jake, I think they're looking at us, bro. if you go to TripAdvisor, you see Jake's picture. He's like, hey, like, so you know it's Jake that's left it. And I'm like, Jake, man, nah, these men, they want us to move. Like, someone's gonna move to us. Nah. So I was pranging out, and he was like, nah, it's blessed. I'm like, nah, it's not blessed. They're gonna spit in our food, this, that. But we got away. So yeah, we left after 3 days, which was a shame. I'd definitely like to do it again, you know, and do that other side, because I think apparently it's a spectacle, you know. And it's just like wondrous. We actually saw one of my work colleagues out there, didn't we? Emma Smith.
Yeah, I remember.
Shout out, Emma.
Sounds silly. I'm going to sound so stupid here, but that's Gili T, that sunset, like one of my most favourite sunsets, not because of the people that I was with. That's the first place I even completed a book.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like outside of like education.
Yeah, still yet
to do that.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just to co-sign what you're saying, it's an amazing place.
It's an amazing place. And, you know, even though we left 3 days early, I think it's just because that it didn't align with what we were doing at the time. But we did have an enjoyable time. But what myself and Jake did was we went back to mainland, and rather than going to Seminyak or... any of those places, we went straight to Canggu.
You went to feel famous again.
Something like that. And we went back to, a bit like we started the holiday, went back to another 5-star hotel. I forgot the name of it.
It was one opposite the beach, more or less, right?
But before we went to the 5-star hotel, actually, there was no plan to go to the 5-star hotel. I can't believe I forgot this. So Jake was like, okay, we're dead enough. Like this, we're going to get, he's like, I've got a buff Airbnb for us. Buff.
Buff. Pictures were buff.
The pictures, like
private gated estate, community, security, everything.
Sensational.
He's saying it. It's buff. Jake's like, don't worry, I've patented it. I've got us. We get there, and yeah, it looks sick on the first tour round. Like me and Jake are there, we're there Instagramming, like, yes, this is a spot. It can sleep like 10 people, and there's only two of us there.
Yeah, pool.
Pool. Cooking area,
courtyard, beach, each room looking at each other over the pool.
Stupendous.
Yeah.
Sounds like
long story short, the woman who lets us in, she shuts the door. And as soon as she shuts the door, we give the place like a bit of a closer inspection.
Oh, yeah.
Like the windowsills are dusty.
The whole thing is dusty.
The aircon is leaking.
Mosquitoes, smell of like mildew? Mildew?
Mildew.
Mildew.
It was behind the rice field. So I'm like getting shook.
Lights not working, like
things broken.
Yeah.
And we were like
like it was nice 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like someone hadn't been there for years. So yeah. Like I'm like to Jake, like, bro, like do we even like this place? And Jake's like, Naji, I don't think we do.
Nah, because we thought there was a snake.
Oh my god. So the house is so big, it's like all ensuite rooms. Like,
but they've all got like verandas and stuff, so shit's flying into your room all day long, and the shit there is big.
So yeah, me and Jake are in two completely separate rooms, and the house is big, so if I shout, Jake can't hear me. So we decide, like, you know, we're having a quiet night in, but we're like, oh, we're just gonna get an early night, like, just wake up and bounce from this place. But Jake's like, yo, bio, I think there's a snake in my room, bro. I think there's a snake.
Nah, outside. Like,
do you think it was outside?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like,
and I'm like, oh my god. But the worst thing is, Jake's like, oh, let me message the landlord and get them to like come and remove it. Jake's like to them, look, there's a snake. There's a snake in the villa. Can you remove it? And they were like, ah, we'll remove it tomorrow. We were like, yeah. You expect us to spend the whole night with the snake? With the snake.
But snakes for them are just like anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's like a pigeon.
Yeah.
So me and Jake, like, we're in our rooms and we basically lock ourselves in our individual rooms and don't leave them. And then someone does come, like, we actually survived the night, obviously, because we locked ourselves away and shut all the windows.
What's that show where the guy comes and rescues snakes? Do you not know it?
No.
Anyway.
Crocodile Dundee.
No.
Steve Irwin.
No, it's definitely better than that. But anyway.
But yeah, so that happens.
It wasn't a snake, by the way. It was like some lizard or something.
It was a very big lizard. Like, let's not say it wasn't nothing. It was a very big lizard. But long story short, Jake complained again. So this is like back-to-back accommodations, the complainer.
We got the first one we get half for free or something. I think.
Yeah, we got...
Yeah. In cash.
So we got the complainer.
In cash.
And now we got the complainer. But basically, they just comped us that night. So we had this sick villa. Well...
Nah, sick, we couldn't use it.
Sick villa that we couldn't use. And we got content. We were like, all right, we don't want to flop our last few nights in Bali. Let's just go all out. So we, you know, we finished as we started in another 5-star hotel, which was opposite Old Man's. And yeah, we had a great time. Just to kind of talk about other restaurants and bars that you can go to in Canggu, because I do have a write up here. There's the Lawn. So the Lawn, we went there.
Like a day club.
Yeah, it's like a day club, but we went slightly later, so it wasn't too busy. You've obviously got Old Man's. There's a place called The Slow, like a Lita, Shady Shack, La Brissa. And then there's also spots for like yoga. So there's lots to do. And did we get massages?
Wasn't there a particular day club we went to which was sick? It was like Finn's Beach Club, but it wasn't single Finn's. It's Finn's Beach Club, isn't it?
It's probably Finn's Beach Club, yeah. But... like if you want to go and have like a good night out, day out, just enjoy yourself any time of the day. Canggu, I can't say it enough. Like we had an amazing.
Yeah, we did get massages on our last day, and it was like pretty cheap and quite good.
Yeah, for what you were getting.
Yeah.
But do you know what I found whenever I go traveling, and I don't know if this is just me, because it definitely doesn't happen to Jake. Like whenever the masseuses see me, they always swap out the woman for a man. It's like. They look at me and they're like, really? Nah, yeah, yeah.
I always get two women come in when they see me.
I always get swapped out. It's like, yeah, look, this guy needs the serious hands. You know? I'm like, come on. So, you know, if you work at a massage parlour, like, you know.
You know what?
You know, don't discriminate. Don't discriminate. Look, I'm going to say, don't discriminate. But yeah... Have we missed out on anything you did, Darren? I know you didn't have the greatest trip. You know, any other takeaways? Any other highlights from you?
Not really.
Not really.
No.
Wow.
I enjoyed hearing about your journey, because there really wasn't much that I did. There was actually quite a few times on that trip I did a lot of stuff solo, to be honest with you.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like being straight. No. Trust me. But no. Like it was a cool country, and I know that I always come with the safety element of it. And I remember talking to one of the Airbnb owners actually, and she was talking about it's big racketeering, but we would never experience it.
No,
it's more like for the locals and people that own the land and own the Airbnbs. And she was like talking about some of the safety, but for the most part, I think it's quite a safe space. Like I never really like once had to double think my security.
Yeah, you know? That's true. We felt very safe.
At some clubs, they do have men with a machine gun outside, and police are always like strapped. There has been terrorist attacks there before.
We were told that at the time.
Actually. Here's a story for you. So this is obviously on the return. This was on my return back to London. And at that point in time, there was a terrorist attack in Jakarta.
Mm.
And we were literally just about to fly. We were literally just about to fly to Jakarta. And I have never, ever, ever been so tense for a flight in my life.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, literally, we get into the airport. The situation's happened. I think 20, 30 people died, and they were supposedly going to be attacks on the airport. And that was a tense flight to get to Jakarta, and then obviously flying out of Jakarta as well. But yeah, that was it.
Just before we wrap up, I'd like to give a few hacks. Have we missed out on any? I think there's one that I wanted to mention before and I didn't. So, if you've got a bit of cash, and you don't even need a lot, but you want to stay in a really nice place at very short notice, there's a website called Agoda. I'll put it in the description. It's spelled agoda.com. But essentially, any rooms at like really nice at really nice hotels or Airbnbs that haven't been filled that night, if you book in after like 9-10 p.m, they do them at like a cut rate price.
Mm.
So I got one super cheap when I was out there. So that was really good. We said, obviously, using Gojek, making sure you get the write-ups. And I think that's it. The only...
You can't go too wrong there, to be honest.
I was just about to say, I think Bali's quite a straightforward place. It's, you can party, you can chill, you can R&R, rest and relax.
Mm.
You know, you can have some cool food. Like, I don't think I had food that was amazing. Like, the nasi goreng was nice, but there wasn't, like, cuisines where, like, I'd sit down and feel like it was insane. I think it's a very easygoing trip if you go to Bali.
How much are you loading up the Monzo with for a two-week trip?
2.5 bags.
2.5 bags from Jakey, people.
No, but everything.
Not long.
No, with everything.
What, flights and accommodation included? Yeah. Okay. So if we take off, I don't know, if we take off like 1-3.
Spending's like...
So yeah, you're spending like a grand. Yeah, a grand. 1-1.5 over 2 weeks.
You can spend much less.
You can spend much less. But
I was
going to
say, for 2.5 weeks, remember, I don't have a lot of money at this time. I think I did 2.5 weeks on £450 spending money.
Righty. What, with flights?
No,
not with flights.
Spending money.
Oh. Well, there you go. So anything from 450.
Yeah, you can.
But inflation, like this was ages ago.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the final thing, just before I wrap up, one thing that really kind of, it took me by surprise, and I can't believe I didn't bring this up sooner, is obviously, you know, people from actual Indonesian people, they've obviously not seen people like myself, like Darren, you know, that much. I think, you know, there are more people traveling. Yeah, Jake as well. Sorry, Jake. Jake as well. But you didn't get it where a couple of times.
Do you remember some people asked you for pictures?
And they were like, what's up, my nigga? Like, honestly, nah. like they'd watch Rush Hour with Chris Tucker. I never heard.
Yeah, but I remember you saying to me. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was just like,
like
they said it like smiley as well, like, what's up, my nigga?
I like when we're walking through like the street markets and
shit. And they were like, my nigga. I like saying it guest, and I was like rattled because
taking it back.
They're not like doing it in like a derogatory way. They're doing it in a way where like they've obviously seen it on TV.
Yeah.
They've seen people interacting with each other, and like that's the only English they know.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even like react. I just had to firm it. But I
didn't really get any of that. What I did get, I was a bit more in shape at that time. Everyone said, You box?
Basketballer.
Yeah, you box? Love you that. Do something? And then they'll tap my shins. Like, they'll slap my shins. And they're like, oh, you know box. Like, kickboxing. So kickboxing's big out there. So,
no, it is. It is. Yeah. I think for me, they were like, oh, you a basketball player? I'm like, I'm 5'10", or 5'9", depending on what you want to take. And they were like, I was tall out there. So people were looking at me, like you say, like, yeah, can I have a picture? Can I have this? Can I have that? So
that's what I'm saying. You went to Canggu for royalty. You felt famous.
It was mad. But just before we wrap up, Jake, you know, you already know what we do. How are you rating, you know, your experience out of 10?
I'll probably give it a 10 out of 10.
Jeez.
There's nothing I came back from being like, I should have done this, I should have done that. It was just everything.
Not even Gilly?
Didn't matter. Didn't take away from the trip. Next time you wouldn't go there, but like, yeah, it was perfect.
Perfect. Boom. And that's in your...
It doesn't reflect the country or what you can do there. It's just my experience. I would give it a 2.
The company.
And the company, exactly. It's more the company. But I'd give it a 2 out of 10. I'd give it a 2 out of 10.
That your time was a 2 out of 10, okay.
My time there was a 2 out of 10, but it's to be reviewed because I am going to go back there and do it properly.
I hear you. I think for me... Yeah, I think it might be the best trip I've ever been on, so it has to be a 10 out of 10. If it's not the best trip I've ever been on, it's like solid top 2 or top 3. 10 out of 10. And there are so many reasons for it. I learned how to swim. I went to snorkel, even though I was petrified of the water. Mm. I really like just immersed myself into culture. Like, that was like the first proper time, I'd say, that I travelled that far.
That far away from home.
It was a great vibe with Jake. We had so many funny nights out. And like,
I think
so
it's good just going with 2 people sometimes as well, because it's just easier to do shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that leads to something that we like to say, like, how many people would you go with? I think 2. Obviously, you know, they've got a lot of travellers who go in big groups, but 2 for us, it was just the perfect amount.
I think 2 as a start off, because then you just meet people, don't you?
Also, people want to get to know you more because there's 2 of you. You're not an intimidating group.
Exactly.
It's not like a 6 man. Like,
Jake, you're letting all the gems out of the bag for what you guys did. He's like, it's just 2 because then people want to get to know you more. Do you know what I mean?
No, do you know what it is though? Like, straight up, we just brought good energy, and I think
you brought the vibes to the tribes.
That's it. We brought the vibes to the tribes, and people want
Bandana gang.
Yeah, people wanted to get involved, but you know, that brings us to the end of the episode. Jake, you know, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome, boys.
Hopefully the first of many appearances, guys.
Absolutely.
If you stayed until this point in the show, we want to thank you again. If you haven't already, make sure you follow us, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and then we're gonna all the things that we missed out on, all the things that we got wrong, we'll make sure they're researched and we'll put them in the episode description. All right, so you know, we'll give you all the links to things you can do there. But with that, yeah, over and out. Thank you.
Bye. Peace.